Oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing,
the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy.
The Lord, all the earth, worship Him with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, and give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, His love endures forever, His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we come before You with just joy and thankfulness in our hearts. What a privilege it is to just sing and praise You and come before You with music and with talented people that help us to do that with feeling and with strength and with beauty. Lord, we praise You, we honor You, and we thank You for who You are. We join the mountains that are bowing down and the seas that are roaring at the sound of Your name. We glorify You and we praise You, God. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for calling us to be Your children. And thank You for the privilege of being sons and daughters before You. Thank You for Your Spirit. And we sing hallelujah that Your Spirit has come as well. And we pray now that You will bless us as we come before You in prayer, and that Your Spirit will intercede on our behalf and will speak mightily before You for everything that we are is in our hearts and in our minds. Thank you, God, for our world. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of this world. Help us to be good stewards of the land that you've given us, the resources that you've entrusted in our hands, and the responsibility that we have as human beings together to live and to use this for your honor and glory. Thank you especially for our youth who are calling us into account these days to help us to be better stewards. Lord, challenge us, make us aware of the way our lifestyles affect the earth around us, and help us to make good choices and changes in those lives. And Lord, lead us as a church so that we can actually do that right here in our own communities and be a part of making a difference. We thank you for leaders who guide us, who direct us, who care for our countries, and who try to provide places in which we can live and work and worship and be a part of this world, and we pray for them. We pray for the elections here in Canada. Lord, we ask that they can be open, honest, that you will keep us free from bad politicking, and that you will help us to see through some of the language and the emotions that's coming there, and just really help us to make good decisions as a country. God, challenge us as Christians to stand up and speak for what is right and to do what is right. We pray for our church, universal. Lord, we've been asked in our bulletin to pray for those that are persecuted. We had a story in there from Sri Lanka. We pray for the Christians that are meeting there, that they can meet in peace and in a way, in safety and security, in a way that glorifies you, Lord. We pray for other countries in the world where Christians have to hide and suffer because of who they are. But we also pray for your church where it's growing, Lord. There are so many places where it's just growing so fast. And we ask that you will raise up leaders and that you will raise up places of worship so that people can come together, can praise and honor you, and live their lives accordingly. Give us grace to live together as Christians. Help us to understand each other, to listen, and even to live with our differences, Lord. May they not separate us and divide us, but help us to be more inclusive as Christ was. We thank you for our church here in Etobicoke and for the ministries that you've called us to be a part of. We pray for Etobicoke Kids and the camp, and we thank you that it's going so well so far. And we pray for its continued success, for the leaders that are involved with that, for the people who are volunteering time. And Lord, we pray that through this, not only these children may have a chance to know about you, but more importantly, that we can reach out into this community and claim this place for you as well. Lord, we pray for our overall mission in this community, and that you'll help us open doors for us. Bless Mark and his work so that it may be honoring and glorifying you, and help us to really find our way through it. Remind us of what we have promised that we would do through our directional statements, and help us as a church to keep thinking about that and working for that. And as we've already mentioned, Lord, we need to pray for those that are struggling with illness. We pray for Herman, and as we've just updated, he's having a tough time, Lord, and we pray that you will help him and his family to make a good decision. You are the healer, Lord, and all good comes from you. And we pray, God, that you will just bless them and help them to have confidence and trust in the people that you've put around them. And Lord, we just pray for peace and understanding as they walk through the next steps of the cure that the doctors are talking about. Bless him and keep him in your care. We pray for those in our congregation that have life-changing illnesses, Lord. We're grateful for those that are moving forward and are doing well on that journey, but there's others that are having a harder time, and we pray for them all. Lord, be close to them. We lift them up, we love them, we care for them, and we ask you to bless them. Once again, Lord, you're the healer, and we ask you to intervene, and we ask you to do something. We ask you also, Lord, to just wrap your arms of love and grace around them, and that they may feel your presence. And help us as a community to provide support and care and just to come around folks that are struggling right now. We pray for our church and its leadership, for the council, that you will guide it and help it. Thank you for new members that are coming on. We pray for our administration position that needs to be filled, that you'll bring the right person to that. And now, Lord, we pray for Jeremy, who's going to be praying, leading us in our sermon today, in your word, and we pray that you'll bless him in doing that. Thank you for his ministry and for blessing him and his family to be able to do this and continue to guide them and use them for your honor and glory. We thank you for World Renew and for its work, and especially its calling to make a difference in the lives of the poor around the world. Help us as a church to be a part of that and to feel called to get alongside to build your kingdom, not just here, but in the far corners of the world. So bless World Renew as they stand in tough places, and for their staff to work along with their partners to do a good job. And through that work, Lord, may your name be glorified. We thank you for us right at here at home, St. James Food Bank, and we pray for it and our involvement with it, Lord, and we pray that it may reach out for those that have less and are struggling each day for food, and we thank you for the ministry that it's a part of and that we can also be a part of giving to that. So, Lord, we started out by saying, let your Holy Spirit come, and we continue to pray for that, and we uphold the rest of our service before you and ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is a children's time, and then children and youth leave for Sunday school, but I believe what I was told is that there is no Sunday school this morning. Is that correct? There is Sunday school this morning. All of the kids come. I think it might be my kids. Maybe there's a few more. That's okay. All right. I'm actually going to just grab my water from over here. We were in Thunder Bay, and I was speaking at First Christian Reformed Church in Thunder Bay, and they had a dual service with another church there. And it was a significant evening because the night before, we were in our trailer called Mabel. And it was one of the hottest days of the year. Do you guys remember last year around this time? It was almost like 40 degrees. We had a concert the night before, and I came home from the concert, Isaiah and I, at about 11 o'clock. And Kiara and Lara were already asleep, and we were at a campground. And, you know, I smelt some sewage or something, like when I got there, but I thought it was just maybe the trailer park or whatever. And I thought, oh, I didn't think too much of it. And I went to sleep. And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, we were woken up by an alarm in our trailer that was the propane leak alarm. And I smelled, and I thought, oh no, this is actually inside of here. So early on Sunday morning, we can laugh about this, it's okay, everybody's okay. Early on Sunday morning, we got our whole family up, and We smelled around and thought, yeah, this is not good. So we got out of the trailer. We called the fire department. We had four or five fire trucks coming to the KOA in Thunder Bay. They took care of it. They said, yeah, this is not good. So they cleared it out, and we ended up staying in a hotel that night. And early that morning, I met with the Thunder Bay worship team, and off we went. So I'm feeling a little fresher for everybody here a year later. And in fact, a year later, this is the second to last stop on this whole tour. And so it's a special time for us. It's somewhat sentimental. I think Kiara is even feeling that as well. It's been a very, very special year, and God has done some amazing things. Before we dig into scripture, I am going to just start the slides here, if we could just go to the next slide, and then I'll move on. Yeah. I am not my own, worship and mission. We're going to talk about that this morning. Here's just a little picture of the trailer that we spent 6.5 months in, and there's us. This is at the Christian Reformed Church denominational office, as well as World Renew, and this was May the 30th of last year. And so they sent us off, and we drove from London, to Burlington, and then all the way to Charlottetown. And as you saw on the video, we made our way across. And what our ministry is it's centered around worship in the church. And so in every place, much like we did this past week, I come and I work with the worship teams. And we do a little bit of professional development together, and we celebrate together. We have concerts, and those concerts are meant to be open to the public, an ecumenical experience like we did here on Friday night. I know that we had people from the neighborhood. We had so this was really cool for me. This was the first time all across Canada where I saw a nice Muslim family right in the back here listening to the concert. Praise God for that. As we preach the gospel at the concert as well. And then another part of our ministry is, of course, coming in on Sunday mornings and speaking and worshiping with you all. So we did that in every place. And in every place, we spent about a week, and we got to know people, and we visited their schools and the elementary schools and high schools as well. And then we continued on, Edmonton all the way up to Terrace. I'm not sure how much we saw in that video. We've done over 155 events now in the last year, so that's not all on the video. Not that many churches. There's only 52 weeks in the year. But we did a lot of number of events. And then we came back and we ended off in Regina in the middle of November. And it was a big snowstorm. And so we needed to come home. And that was just before Christmas. We did a couple more events. And since then, we've been in Guelph, Ontario, and going every weekend to a different place in Ontario with the Christian Reformed Church, with World Renew, and with local mission in every place. And it has just been a wonderful thing for our family to experience what God is doing in and through the Christian Reformed Church. And it's not something that I expected. I'm not sure what I expected when we embarked on this. But one of the things that I did not expect was to be so overwhelmed at what the church is already doing. And that's an inspiration to us. And so I hope that this morning, as I speak, it can be an encouragement and an inspiration to this community to keep following what God is doing here. For more information, you can always look at IamNotMyOwn.org. Before I open the word, let's just say a little prayer. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this beautiful sunshine. We thank you for the privilege of freedom to worship. And we pray as we open your scripture that we may hear from your voice and your voice alone. We pray this all through the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to talk to you about worship this morning. We run a ministry called I Am Not My Own Worship Ministries, and we do a number of these things like I explained. And I think a lot about the word worship. As some of you heard on Friday night, I used to be a worship director. What does that mean? Right? How do you direct worship? Well, in the church context, it means a certain thing. But all of us are worshipers in every sphere of life. And that's what we're going to talk about here this morning. So the first text comes from Romans. And as I read this, we've got three texts, and I've got three questions for you. And this is how I want to frame it. So first, from Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So that's our first scripture, and our first question corresponding is going to be, what is worship? Our second reading comes from the Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 1, For those of you who were here on Friday night, you know that this text means a lot to me. What is your only comfort in life and in death? Can we read this together? That I am not my own, but belong in body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. That's our second text. And our second question, and it's going to be on the screen, and if you want to write it down in a moment, that's fine. It's, what is the word and? Okay. Hey, did you say conjunction? Absolutely. You're going to love this later, Olga. Okay. All right. That's good. The third reading, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19. Even though I am free, this is from the Message translation, okay? Even though I am free from the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people, religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life or conform to the pattern, just like the other text, but I kept my bearings in Christ. I entered their world and I tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. And I did all of this because of the message or the gospel. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it. So that is the third text. And the third question is, where do we draw the line? Okay, so what is worship? What is the word and? And where is the line? All in the context of what we're talking about with worship this morning. So there's the question and the corresponding passage. This morning, I'm going to articulate the word worship in two different directions. Even though we know that it is all one thing, for our understanding, I think it might be helpful. So the two directions of worship I want to talk about this morning are vertical and horizontal. What do I mean by vertical worship? What I mean by vertical worship is what we're doing here this morning. Offering our praises in response to the call to our God. Perhaps personal devotions, and that personal relationship is what I mean with that vertical worship with God. The second, horizontal, that is more of a linear, directional posture, perhaps towards our friends, colleagues, our neighbors. The acts of worship that don't have us focused here, but have us focused on the world that is around us. So what is worship? So I've described two different directions. And I find sometimes it's helpful when we're trying to define something to articulate what it is not. And this is a very simple idea, but you'll see, and I think you'll know in your heart that it is very important. Worship is not either vertical or horizontal. What I mean by that is it's not just vertical and it's not just horizontal. If you think that worship is maybe just one of these categories, and if you call worship just perhaps what we do here this morning, which often happens, it's not the whole picture. This is not a new thing, actually. Reformed theologian James K.A. Smith from Calvin College says this, and it helps us remember that we are not alone in history if we struggle with this. After the Reformation, 500 years ago, and especially in the wake of modernity, wide swaths of contemporary Christianity tend to think of worship only as this upward, downward, vertical act of the people of God, right? And I think that's a big temptation for the church. And if I just pause from the message here to think about the world that we're living in, and if you Google the word worship, right, you often see, you know, folks like myself worship in, you know, big stadiums, huge churches, right? Like, this is good. This is good vertical worship. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But it would be dangerous if we started thinking that that was the whole picture. What is worship? Our first question. We think about that text from Paul to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. What does that mean? I submit that it means this very reformed idea that perhaps many of us are already familiar with, that life is worship, or worship is a life where we offer our bodies as living sacrifices in everything that we do, inspired by God through Christ, the Scripture, saints, circumstance, and the Holy Spirit. So that's a little picture of how I'm going to define worship. But I'm going to move on because we're going somewhere with this. So the second question is, what is the word and? And we're thinking about the Heidelberg Catechism question and answer number one. Well, Olga, you are correct. And is a conjunction, but not, so a conjunction is defined as a word that joins two meanings in a sentence, right? But not only is it a conjunction, so I'll maybe teach you something new or maybe not, it's a coordinating conjunction, which means that it joins items that are of equal importance in a sentence. Perhaps you can see where I'm going with this already. Let's look at the word and in the context of the Heidelberg Catechism question and answer one, which is a text obviously that I work with a lot. What is your only comfort? And I'm going to flip some of the words around here just to freshen it up and to make a point. What is your only comfort in death and in life? That I am not my own, but I belong in soul and in body, in death and in life, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I belong to Him, Christ, by His Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and coordinating conjunction of equal importance, starting with the vertical, I belong to Christ, and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for Him. So what is the word and why is that important? Well, I think it's important because once you start splitting up the idea of worship into these two different directions, and then you start thinking about that when you read Scripture, it's actually all over the place, these different directions. And often what Scripture does is it'll start properly with our vertical relationship with God, but there's always an and. There is always this coordinating conjunction. So what is and why is it important? Because Jesus himself emphasized this for us. And I think some of you who are familiar with the gospel are probably already thinking of what Jesus said. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Vertical and coordinating conjunction. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Not a new idea, but isn't it interesting how much the church as a whole often struggles with this? The third question, and this one is particularly close to my heart in the last couple of years. If we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, if this is a spiritual act of horizontal worship, then where is the line? Where do we draw that line of what is worship and what is not worship? Let's read through what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9. Even though I am free from the demands and expectations of everyone. And Paul here too, in this section of the gospel, is talking about freedom in Christ. It might even be a heading in your Bible that says freedom in Christ. And I want you to think about vertical worship there, because that's what gives us our freedom. So once again, we're starting there, and then he moves in a direction. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone through Christ, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. When I read that, and when I prepared a version of this message, and we've talked about this all along the way in different ways, shapes, or forms, but when I originally prepared this message, I thought, is this really a scripture about worship? And I remember it came to us in one of our prayer groups, in one of our small groups, and all of a sudden it hit me, and perhaps it's already hit you as well, that absolutely this is almost a perfect picture of this horizontal worship, right? There is no line to where our world stops becoming worship through you. There is no place that you are not safe and free in Christ to worship, all for the sake of the gospel. And that is why we've connected our worship with mission. We almost don't have to separate those two things because they are the same thing. We could have traveled across the country in partnership with the Christian Reformed Church and World Renew and done a wonderful celebration of worship and singing, I am not my own, but belong in body and soul, in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And that would have been awesome. But the song doesn't end there. The song
in the third verse and in the catechism has an "and." And from now on, to be ready and willing to live for him. And so we thought in the simplest way possible, it would be to, in each place, ask the local church, where are you serving? Where is your horizontal worship plugged in Etobicoke? And it was a wonderful thing to behold on Friday night, lifting up the St. James food basket in partnership with others. And it was also a wonderful thing to behold to have different friends and faiths and denominations coming into one building, all for the sake of the gospel. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose living immoralists, friends and people of God. We're going to sing the song, "I Am Not My Own," very shortly. And as we sing it, and I hope that if and when you sing it again in this congregation, that this idea of vertical and horizontal worship in your own life, each of us has this little sphere in which God has called us to. It is my hope that this song will encourage you to remember that, yes, we are coming into vertical worship here this morning. But when you step out into your work, when you step out into your volunteering, when you step out into your community, when you step out into your relationships, when you step out into your discernment for what's going forward, when you step out into this transitional period that this church is in, that these are all spiritual acts of worship. It's very simple, but it's very important for all of us to remember. So, these three questions, perhaps most importantly, the first question. What is worship? Worship is a life inspired by God through Jesus Christ, the scripture, the saints, that is, our brothers and sisters, our circumstances. Our circumstances with the religious, the non-religious, the defeated, the moralists, the loose-living immoralists, our circumstances will bring us into all sorts of places and the Holy Spirit. But that's not it. And coordinating conjunction, it requires our obedience in all directions. Amen? Amen. Let me pray, and then we'll respond with worship. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your word on worship. We thank you that we get to do this. We thank you that we get to be alive in your world. We thank you that we get to know you. We get to be called children of you. And that we get to hear that call to worship every day. We thank you particularly for the beauty of vertical worship. We thank you for the freedom and the relationship that we can have with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the beautiful ways in which this church community has planned this worship service and dedicated time and rehearsal and work towards it because we love you, God, and we thank you for these gifts. So please, Lord, help us to continue to honor this vertical worship, and help us to remember, and perhaps just in our minds, as we're walking in different areas of life this coming week, that we can think about what we're doing as the word worship. Because, Lord, I know that for myself, it often changes the posture. And we don't always get it right. But we thank you for the grace that it is through Jesus that we can safely give it a try every day. We pray this all in his holy name. Amen.
Sing this together.
This my only comfort in my life and in my death. You have fully paid for all my sins and all my debts. And even when I struggle to believe, with your precious blood you set me free. I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in my life and in death, to you, Lord Christ, my Lord. You preserve my life.
Where we make the movement to the horizontal, and we're sent out by God.
Therefore, by your Holy Spirit, you assure me of a renewed life and make me willing and ready. Even when I can't see my way through, from now on to always live for you. I am not my own, but belong, body and soul. My Lord.
Christ my Lord.
Very.
I am not my own, but belong body and soul in my life and in death to you, Lord Christ.